When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're finally tackling your spring home improvement projects. Hello, 2024 Dream Garden. Until you realize you're short three bags of mulch. And why didn't you get the pair of gloves you were looking at? Luckily, through Instacart, you don't have to stop mid-project to run to the Home Depot. You can get your missing gardening supplies, tools, and more delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Have more time for your project and get the Home Depot delivered via Instacart. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply.
Yo, so how'd you like the promo I made, fam?
I didn't see it, bro. We have to watch it. That's why.
No, how'd you like filming it?
It was fun. This is my first like time like actually acting. And I'm honored it's under you still. Let's go.
Cause yo, low key, I really wanna do more freaking acting shit. Or at least like short film shit. Cause it's so fun, fam. Cause I feel like, remember back in the day they used to do the YouTube skits?
Oh yeah.
There used to be bare skits, but YouTube now, nobody makes skits, fam.
Yeah. Have you noticed that? It's a bunch of trends. You either do the mukbangs, you either do like the girlfriend does my makeup.
Or podcast.
Yeah.
Right?
And there's not really like actual like storytellers, you know?
Yeah. Because Nigahiga used to do it all the time.
Yeah. The How to Be a Ninja?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Those are the funny ones.
JK, they used to, it was all skits, fam.
Fam, I'm telling you, it was good content.
Bro, low-key, we should bring that back, fam. We should bring back that whole wave.
I know. And we have a funny enough crew. And a willing enough crew that will do anything.
Yeah.
And like have fun with it. You feel me?
Dog, fuck it. I'll just make more.
Yeah, exactly. Because when we were filming it, fam, I remember when we did something cool, we would all look at it. Yo,
it's fun, bro. I'm telling you, it's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I'm thinking, bro. I really want to get into like directing or something. Yeah. Just even storytelling or just even like film school. Low key, I want to look into that. Because at the end of the day, I think my biggest goal is to just make my own production.
Yeah.
Whether it be just like a TV show or even just like a little short film.
Yeah.
Bro, I got to do it at one point in my life.
Yeah. And we were talking about it too. Like if you go like into film school, mm-hmm. you already have the reputation.
Yeah, yeah.
And people may know you or may not know you, but at the same time, you've tried it already.
Yeah.
So now you just go in and you learn like the proper techniques.
That's the thing, fam. Yeah. That's the thing. All right, let's get into
the video. You ready? I'm actually excited. Yo, back that I was like in one of the episodes, I'm like, yo, I want to act in a rom-com, but now I'm acting in like Guns Blazing Wild West. I bet.
Hey, so just tell them like.
Yeah, okay, yeah. For those who are watching right now, go to the Wico Studios page on Instagram to watch the promo with us. We're not going to show it on here because it has some
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, so we can't show everything because.
Copyright,
yeah,
stuff like
copyright
that.
Yeah, copyright and like. Loki, I don't even know if we're allowed to put this on YouTube, but
but yeah, just make sure right now, go on your phone right now and react to it with me, okay? This is my first reaction. Yeah, I'm done. He gets captured, okay.
Yo, John's actually a good actor, fam.
He is. Look at that face.
Dude, this is all Pulp Fiction right here.
Yeah.
All Pulp Fiction.
You have the comedic bit too? That's tough. Paper plane starts playing. Here. Oh, the B-roll.
That's my favorite part right there.
Yo!
It does not like it. It's perfect, right? It's perfect.
That is hard. Oh, yeah, we definitely can't show this.
Yeah. That's the only thing.
It's too much. Nah, that's...
We have to have no streetwear brands are doing that, low-key.
They aren't.
They don't make, like, short films type shit for promo.
What's the guy that bought your watch you were telling me about?
Oh, no, he made the watch.
Yeah. And he made, like, that...
Kobe Fischer?
Yeah, and he made, like, that mini mafia.
It's kind of like that, but it's, like, it wasn't a story, you know what I mean? It wasn't a story.
It was just...
What's dope about this, bro, is I really made it because people been DMing me. They're like, yo, when you're dropping the next release, we've been waiting. Yeah. And I don't know if you guys knew, but... I actually did Wico Studios before the podcast, like way before.
Yeah.
And I think most of my following, a lot of my followers are from that first.
Yeah.
So when I kind of stopped that, it was kind of like that old, the OGs of of my following,
and they're like, they're missing out. They're like, yo,
they're cheese.
And then now the new people are like, they'll drop stuff. So you have old and new coming for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, oh. so we're gonna see how yo, today's the drop though. When this comes out, today's the drop. So,
so make sure
if you guys go on the website, link in the description, you guys can cop the shirts.
You guys are getting bare promo.
Just bare promo.
No, but the ad, you made us look really good.
Yeah.
Cause I remember, I didn't know, fam, I've never like been to a gun range, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know how to shoot a gun properly. So I was going like, I was like
dancing. Now, Gavin's like popping his shoulder, like, bro,
relax.
This ain't Jabberwockies.
No, but there's an art to it, though.
There is,
like,
there is.
Shooting a gun and like falling.
Yeah, and just looking, because acting is everything, low key. You can act like you fell. You have to act like you got shot. You have to act like you know how to hold something. Because it's all like connected. Fam, even just the fact of your clothing too.
Yes.
Like, bro, whatever you're wearing.
It just
has to look right.
Snap. Yeah.
So, bro, taking that shit probably took like, what, 10 hours plus?
Yeah.
Editing, filming, whatever. Mm-hmm. So imagine a movie.
I know.
Imagine a movie, how long that shit would take.
Yeah. We did that in what? 30 minutes, an hour?
Yeah, like an hour.
No,
like an
experience
hour
of like actual acting. Like, none of the actors.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just friends.
Yeah, exactly. But, but imagine John, because John had a lot of acting lines. Yeah. So we had to reshoot, and then he had to spit it. Reshoot.
Okay.
Like, no, we need more. We need more of this energy.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to pretend like, oh, yo, you have family to feed. You know what I mean? Like, you got to bring that energy with you. That's why, because my friend's in acting. Mm-hmm. He's going to be in the new movie with Lady Gaga.
No way.
Yeah, shout out Ariane. He watches the podcast.
Oh, shoot.
He's going to be in a... Right?
Yeah.
But he's going to be in that movie. Mm-hmm. And pretty much he called Josh and he's like, yo, I need help making a character.
Yeah.
Because what they do when you get a role, you really have to make your character and be like, backstory. Okay, what did he eat for breakfast?
Yeah,
feel me?
Yeah.
How did he grow up as a child?
That's true.
Because that all plays in to exactly how you're going to react in that situation, right?
Fam, because I remember when you were telling me, what really helped me was when you were coaching me.
Yeah.
You're like, Gavin, just pretend you're in the Matrix.
Yeah.
Right? Or pretend you're John Wick.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as I did that, I'm like, bow, bow, bow. Like, I felt it, right? And and there's guys in, I remember watching Midsommar, right? And after I watched the interviews with the actors, and they were like, it was such a mental, like, it was crazy mentally that you had to really immerse yourself as the character. So when you were shooting the movie, you wouldn't go through like the actual like trauma.
Yeah.
And like the guy in Creed, who's that guy?
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan. Yeah. He does the crazy workouts. Like
he trained like a boxer.
He immerses himself into that character.
Yeah. Cause that's what it takes, especially if you want to put on a good performance.
Yeah.
They do, it's called method acting.
Yeah. I heard
that's
about
what it's called.
That,
It's like method acting. So I think RIP Heath Ledger, but remember he played the Joker.
Yeah.
So people said that he took that role so seriously.
Yeah.
He isolated himself. He low-key got into hard drugs.
Yeah.
And that kind of led to his death because of that role.
Damn. You know the guy downtown who dresses up as Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Maybe he's practicing for a role, fam. You never know. But not, but you seen, I think I remember JK.
Yeah, yeah.
They did a thing, like a little segment where they usually do like wrestling or boxing, but one was fake falling.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was so funny. I don't know if they deleted it, but they were trying it out and they looked so goofy at first. They're like,
yeah, that was John in the video. Yeah.
Right? But after, like, it's deadass an art, fam.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
it is.
You need to, like, there's certain things that you have to do so you make it look actual real.
You have to trick your mind to be like, I actually got shot.
Because if you fall, like, slow-mo, that's not realistic.
Yeah.
You feel
but
me?
I feel like those actors that really, really are deep into that character, when they get hit with something, they probably feel the real pain, like, in their head.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it triggers them. Because you know how they always say, like, your mind is so powerful. Mm-hmm. If you just imagine something so much, you'll actually feel the pain. Like, there's this kind of carnival game.
Yeah.
It's like, you know those Zoltar, whatever, the mind-reading person?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a little machine. Mm-hmm. You see it in, like, fairs or whatever.
That's fake, though, right?
It's fake, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's usually another one beside it where you put your hand in something, and then it has like a big blade, like a guillotine.
Oh, shoot.
And it chops your hand, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't actually chop your hand.
It stops, yeah.
But what it does, it makes it feel like it really did. So when you see it, your initial reaction is like, damn, I got to pull my hand away away.
Of course, yeah.
But subconsciously, you got a little shock of pain.
Yeah.
Just because you saw it like that.
That's true. But then, like, you get the mentally tough people who are like, nope, nope, nope.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not gonna be me. Then they just keep the hand there. Because, yeah, that works with, like, even, like, stubbing your toe.
Yeah.
Like, say, even just imagine somebody stubbing their toe, like, you feel the pain, like, you cringe.
Exactly.
You cringe up, right?
Or even, just, yeah, in horror movies.
Yeah.
Bro, that I think that's the same shit. Like, when you see something scary, I get scared, too.
100%, fam. The escape room that you wanted me to try, the Nyctophobia. All in your head. Yeah. Because you're in the dark. Mm. So you have to imagine everything going on, right?
Yeah.
And bro, I didn't know I had, like, the fear of dark. Because in that room,
it's pitch black.
Like this. I didn't want to touch anything. Like, deadass, if you seen me on the security camera, it was me, like, for 40 minutes going like this. No, like hanging on to my cousin.
Yo, right? Who did the toilet thing?
Oh no, not me.
Oh, you didn't do
I
it?
I knew it though. I knew. I was like, because I would like pretend. I already knew it was gonna happen, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, it's probably in the toilet. And then I was like, oh, he's so smart.
Nah, because in the escape room I did, one of the parts, you have to put your hand in the toilet and grab a key. Bro, it's so cool because that escape room, it felt very immersive.
Yeah, bro.
Because like the other escape room, it doesn't hit the same.
It's not.
It didn't hit the same, but something about that one is so, and I haven't done it yet, but the ones with actors in it.
Oh my God.
That one's gonna be crazy.
I have to tell you, there's one in North Carolina, I think I read about, and it's like the Black Plague.
Black Plague?
Yeah. So there's like two rooms, the plague room and the cure room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time you're running around from zombies.
Oh, word.
And you're trying to communicate with the doctor who's trying to cure them, but you have to keep running.
And then they're like actors?
They're after you the whole time.
Sick.
But the thing is, like, you sign a waiver, right?
Yeah.
But if you touch the zombies, the game ends.
Oh, you're not allowed to touch them?
Bro, if I was in there, I'm like, yo, stop. Like, push them away type shit.
Yeah, because I did something similar in Universal. When the one in Universal, they had a guy at the top of the roof or whatever, and he was shooting an AR, fam.
What?
But I'm pretty sure that they were using like blank rounds, so it was so loud, bro.
Whoa.
That shit was so loud, and it was crazy because he was pointing at us.
Yeah, yeah.
But there were zombies beside us, so he would shoot, and then the zombies beside us would fall. But I thought I was gonna get hit. I thought I was gonna get hit because you really see the gun, like the flare, and the sound, it like rings in your ears, like, yo,
what the
like,
heck?
I thought it was gonna get shot.
So you were actually getting chased by things.
Yeah, there's things around you, right?
Yeah.
There's like a cage, and then the arms are like ripping through.
No way.
Yeah, and you could actually get touched. Like, they'll actually try and grab you.
You've been to Halloween Haunt, right?
I've never been to that one either.
We should go this year.
Let's vlog it.
Corona version. You gotta stay like 12 thing away from me.
But I think the Halloween Haunt though, is it that they can just grab you?
No, they can. Cause my dad always tells me, like, him and his boys, when they were young, they went to Halloween Haunt, and they were so scared. Like, deadass, like, I think people came up and like touched them, grabbed them, ripping their shit.
Yo.
And I'm like, I don't want to go to that shit.
Yo, I have a story for you.
All right.
So I remember this one time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So me and my uncle and my cousin, we all went to Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there before Halloween Haunt. So it was kind of like half of the day is regular Wonderland. Oh, half of the day is just Halloween Haunt. Yeah, transitions. But for whatever reason, bro, our ticket, it only allowed us for the first half of the day.
Oh,
so we got to get kicked out. So it sucked, right?
Yeah.
So what we did, we're like, yo, all right, we're gonna hide in the garbage can. We're gonna hide in the change room.
Yeah. And wait until they all dress
and
up.
And then wait till all the zombies come out.
Yeah. And the boom freaks.
We're gonna do it. We're like, we're dead ass about to do it. I'm like, because we started seeing the security walk around.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, damn, we can't do it. Bro.
I know.
We can't do it.
That's tough. Because I remember, too, I think it was a baseball game, like Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like in the summer. So me and my friends wanted to watch the baseball game, and we were already in the arena.
Yeah.
Right? For some reason. But yeah, we just got kicked out because there was no seats left.
Word.
Type shit. Yeah. And they were looking. I was like, yo, there's a guy, there's a security guy. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Do you know that? So there's a thing people say that if you walk in anywhere with a ladder,
I've said this before.
You said that?
Yeah, remember in the Super Bowl, two kids wore a construction vest and brought a ladder.
So we talk about this?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. So I remember, was it David Dobrik that did it?
I don't even know.
I think his crew did it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, his crew did it.
And then they walked into like a movie theater.
I know.
They walked into like a freaking baseball game, whatever, basketball game.
Yeah.
It's true though. If you walk in with a freaking ladder,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you through. I don't want to bother you.
Exactly. Like the security, what can you do?
But the only problem, bro, where are you putting the ladder after? Like, let's say you walk into like
you just plant it down,
yeah,
and then you just keep moving.
No, but how would you bring a ladder? Because ladders are huge, fam.
Yeah, they are.
Ladders are big. Because how do you bring that to like a basketball game? Because are you taking the subway there?
Oh, you're true. That's true. Yeah, that makes sense.
You're going to carry that ladders like through the escalators and shit?
Oh, yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
You gotta bring like a whole crew with you. It's going to be like a heist.
It's got to be at least five men.
On some Ocean's 11.
I don't. What is that?
You don't know what Ocean's 11 is? No. Bro, what's wrong with you, fam? Ocean's 11 is like the heist crew?
No.
You don't know Daniel Ocean?
No, I've never watched that.
Bro, that's like the craziest like heist movie. One of the classics. Mm-hmm. So he was pretty much like he was a con artist, right?
Okay, yeah.
And he had like 11 people in his crew.
Yeah.
And all of them are specialized in bank robberies.
Shit.
So you had the con man.
Yeah, yeah.
You had like the swindler.
Mm-hmm.
You had the tech guy, whoever's yeah. surveillance camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them, it was like an Asian guy.
Oh,
and you know what he was good at?
Computer hacking, a lie?
Nah.
What?
He was a grease man. You know what a grease man is?
Grease man? No. Is that like robbing people? Like
Nah. So grease man, he was like an acrobat.
He's like a ninja?
Yeah, he's like a ninja. So he can climb shit.
Yeah.
And he can like, what do you call it? Slide down bars, whatever.
Yeah.
Sneak in through... be in tight places.
Yeah.
So what they did, they put him in like a cart and then put him into the bank vault because the security like pushed him into the bank vault.
That
popped
typical,
out, yeah. Stole all that shit, bro.
That's crazy. Not because, have you seen that guy? There was a story about some crazy ninja
mm-hmm.
who was like this Robin Hood type ninja who would go into like rich, really rich like towns,
yeah.
steal all of that.
Wait, modern day?
No, old, very old.
Oh.
But then he would go and steal from all these rich like merchants
yeah.
and share it with the, what do you call this?
Oh, that's
the poor people.
That's real Robin Hood.
Real Robin Hood.
That's real Robin Hood.
Yeah.
I think Robin Hood is a real person though, right? Was he?
I don't know.
Because I'm pretty sure there's a statue somewhere in Europe with a Robin Hood. Like,
with Robin Hood?
Like a really old statue.
Oh, shit.
I'm pretty sure Robin Hood is real.
Yeah. Because I searched up, are ninjas real? Because I really wanted to
figure out. No, they are.
Yeah, but I saw on like BBC, like they're going extinct.
Yeah. Because you know? why would you need a ninja nowadays? Which is sad, fam. Just sad, but like really.
Yo, that's like a low, like the stupid question, but that's a good question.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, why would you need
actually,
a ninja?
Wait, hold on. Nah, bro, because low-key, there's still a need for that. There's still a need for reconnaissance.
Would there?
Maybe they want you to think ninjas are going extinct, bro. Maybe that's what they want you to think.
But there's actually like ninjas roaming around and shit?
No, what if there's like private mercenary companies?
Yeah. That still like hire ninjas?
That still practice like the old techniques.
Yeah.
Probably, bro. Yeah, probably.
I know.
Because I don't know if you watch Black Widow. Like that whole thing where they have a team of women where they're like mercenaries, whatever.
Yeah.
Highly trained.
Okay.
There's probably something like, whether it be like CIA, you know?
Yeah.
Do you think they probably have ninjas like that? You could just call them spies.
Yeah, just call them spies. But the term ninja, I think, is more complex because they actually have the crazy techniques and the tricking.
Oh, tricking. You know? Okay,
like it's like some anime type shit.
No, but there's gotta be some people that like scale the walls and shit, you know what I mean?
Like Spider-Man?
Yeah.
But you seen that video of the actual ninja watching anime?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw
and he was
that.
Like, he was like, yo, like some of this is real, but like the jumping and like the scaling walls and the throwing the ninja stars,
yeah,
it's not realistic.
Yo, but did you know
what?
The Naruto run is actually mad practical.
Okay. I saw that video on top of the video I watched. It's like ninja reacts to the Naruto run or something.
Yeah, and he was saying like it's actually practical. Like you do that to balance your weight.
Because
if you're running fast enough or you're trying to be silent at the same time, uh-huh. you like balance your weight.
You see that kid at Mary's who ninja ran across the hallways?
All the kids, bro. All the kids. I was doing that in grade 6, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's crazy. But like how you said the ninja one was realistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know the signs and shit?
That's real too. Yeah.
I heard like you can reach a different level of conscience.
Yeah, it's a form of meditation,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And then it's like a thing of kind of a morale booster.
Oh, okay, like a confidence booster?
Yeah, it's like it's a morale booster. It's like a prayer,
yeah.
you know, like protect me, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you go into battle.
Okay.
Because a lot of things, like the samurai, they used to do something similar where they do like a ritual altogether.
Yeah.
And then they do like a prayer and then they go off into battle.
Yeah, it's like the man's doing the haka.
Yeah, just like that.
Exactly.
Just like that. Right?
And like, you know, the crazy man's before like they start a street fight, they're like, you know? And then they go in, you feel me? Oh yeah.
You know what time it is? I swear that's what they always say that bullshit.
Pull the pants up. You know what time it is?
You know what time it is?
You don't know who I am.
You know the struggles I've been through.
But I feel like, bro, the mans that scream in your face like that, low-key, they don't know how to fight.
They're paranoid, though. They're just trying to amp themselves up.
You do that?
Sometimes.
Would you scream like, because I'm a silent.
I only scream when I know I'm going to lose.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I have to try and, like, mentally, I'm already defeated, so might as well try something to help me.
Yeah.
You feel me?
That's true.
And it might work, because I remember I always used to fight the 7 feet people. And yeah. I'm like, oh my God, here we go again. So I'm like, let's go, right? Yeah. And then I would go out there feeling like bold.
Okay, you know? If I gave you like $10 million, would you go into a gladiator ring?
Hell no.
$10 million. $10 million.
Damn, it doesn't matter.
You have a week to train.
Man, that does not matter.
Why does it matter?
Because at the end of the day, I'm dying. So I'm not even going to use the
No,
10
you're
mil.
Not going to die, fam. If you win, you win.
A gladiator, though? These samurais and gladiators and ninjas have been training for years. You give me 1 week?
Okay. You ever watch Battle Royale?
Yeah.
You know the old Japanese film, right?
Yeah.
$10 million to be in that.
No, bro. They're too advanced for me, bro.
How much money to be in Battle Royale?
You couldn't even pay me enough money for me to go in there.
Really?
Yeah. Because that's too scary. How about you? No way you would go in there.
I think there's a price.
There's a price.
There might be a price, man. Honestly, it depends where I am in life, though.
That's what I'm saying.
This is where I'm at in life.
If it's like right now, bro, no, we gotta continue this podcast.
Yeah, it depends where I'm at. If it's later down the line, like I have nothing else to do, like I'm bored.
Exactly.
Maybe still.
No, but it could be another incentive. It's like maybe you have 10 mil and that's it. Just you focus your life on training and you don't have to do work for the rest of your life. You just have to go in this gladiator.
Okay, what if it's like, you know, the Maze Runner?
Yeah.
Where they were trapped in that kind of facility and outside of that it was the apocalypse.
Okay,
so what if the world is over? But then money wouldn't matter. Okay, money wouldn't matter.
Time, bro, you're not valuing your life, bro. You're valuing your money. Like you're the main guy who says, yo, money doesn't buy happiness. It's all perspective.
No, but it, like
you're flexing the wrong paper.
No, but it's. But I'm just saying, like, because I know you're a paper chaser, fam.
Yeah, I am.
So you wouldn't. There's no price point you would go into that.
No, because I still value life at the end of the day.
Yeah,
you feel me?
But.
Like fear, okay, imagine we were put on like, you know, Fear Factor.
Yeah,
eating a bunch of worms, shit like that.
You would do that.
I would instead. Do that 100%.
But when you're in danger, you wouldn't do it.
No,
there's no amount of money to put yourself in danger.
In danger, I don't think so.
Okay, I respect that. Still, I respect that. Because there's some people that would.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk experts. Expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, because you know there's this one, would you do this for a certain amount of money that I always tell people? Would you put a nail in your toenail and kick a wall as hard as you can?
Depends on what.
For a mil.
Yeah, I'd do that.
You would do that? I can't do pain, bro.
I do that.
Any gross stuff? Like
now, going back to what we were talking about, bro.
Yeah.
I'll just prepare myself, fam. Mm-hmm. I'll do those mental tricks. So like, yeah. I take away the feeling in my foot.
Okay.
just do that shit, bro.
Just do it.
Like, I'll lose a feeling in my leg and just do it.
Shit, that makes sense, bro.
Like, on some monk shit, bro.
Monk shit?
I was thinking, because I think I said this before. I think I might want to do, like, a monk retreat. Just to see what it's like.
Because I watched a few videos on monks, because I knew at some point at the podcast, monks are going to come up with you.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know if you know Gideon, but he took a monk to, like, to IHOP, and they were just having a conversation.
IHOP?
Yeah. So he was like, yo, you're welcome whenever our temple, you can come in, you can meditate and stuff like that. And then Gideon was asking the dumbest question. He's like, yo, what rank are you? Are you prestige? Right? Acting dumb as shit. Yeah. He's like, yo, can you fly? Right? And the monk was like, he was cool about it. Like, monks are so relaxed at all times.
It's like, only on Sundays.
Yeah, it's like, only on Sundays, man. Like, maybe Mondays, like, if I'm really feeling it. But he's like, yo, can you tuck me in? And stuff like that. It was so funny. You got to watch that video.
Because they train so much, bro. And I think they're unlocking some part of your brain that makes you better than the average person. Mm. It's like a real superhero.
Yeah.
Because I think Iron Fist, you know Iron Fist?
Yeah.
He's the superhero that has like, he can put all the chi into his fist and then like become super strong. That's got to be real too, bro. Mm. Low key.
I haven't watched Shang-Chi yet, but is the Ten Rings like a power up?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like a weapon.
Oh, okay.
It's like a weapon, makes you super powerful.
Yeah.
And then like you can like throw them around and shit and like beat everybody up.
Also, it's like the Captain America shield.
Yeah, like, it's kind of like that.
But there's like 10.
There's 10 of them, yeah.
Oh, shit. That's pretty cool.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
And I like how like Marvel made, you know how when everyone comes out the movie theater, they go like, they do the stance.
Oh yeah. Nah, that's, after I watch Shang-Chi, every time I go in the mirror, I swear every single time.
But it's literally, like my friend told me that, it's like the equivalent to the Black Panther.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
how the black people have this?
Mm-hmm.
Asians now have this. Now we have this, you feel me? So it's kind of cool, bro.
And then, because when I was a kid, I always, when I watched Spider-Man, it's always pow, pow.
Fam,
pow, pow.
Yeah.
Right?
We always wanted to be a ninja. Like when your mom was cooking and shit, you would always go around and hide.
Yeah.
You know?
Because what do we have, bro? We have ninjas, fam. We have the samurai.
Samurais.
That's who we look up to, low-key.
Yeah.
Bruce Lee.
Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah.
That's it. No.
But what sucks, bro? We don't really see. Is there any Asian UFC champion?
Any UFC Asian?
I think Wei Li, she
is,
lost.
Oh, no.
Though.
Who's that? Who's that? The UFC guy? Ben, BJ Penn? Is he? Is he? He's Asian.
Oh, I think he might be part Filipino.
No way.
I think. But no. I know is he from Hawaii?
I think he is.
He's from an island. He's from an island for sure.
But yeah, BJ Penn, I only looked up to him just because he was Asian.
Really?
You feel me? Because what else Asians are there?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the guy who got knocked out by Mayweather? The Asian guy?
Oh, the, what's his name? Tenshin? Tenshin,
bro. Like, you're a GOAT fan, but like, damn, I felt so bad for him.
But he only got beat by the GOAT though, so it's not that bad.
Yeah, but it was so bad. Like, he started crying in his corner.
Yeah, I don't know why he did that stuff.
at least he got it back.
I'm not going to lie. He shouldn't have acted like that.
Yeah. You think it was rigged?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, yeah.
Bro, honestly, a lot of these fights now, it's not even for... What do they want? Does Mayweather want respect? No.
Yeah. It's just a bag, bro.
He just wants money, bro. He wants more money.
You can tell when he came in, he was looking chubby, bro.
Mayweather?
Yeah. He was looking chubby in that fight. Like, it looks like he barely worked out.
Yeah, because Loki, he's like the sensei fam. I don't think you can touch him. I don't think you can really touch him like that.
Master Chi.
Yeah, Master Chi. Master Chi. Master Shifu.
Oh, yeah. Shifu.
Shifu. Shifu.
Who's Master Chi? Am I thinking about the wrong thing?
You're thinking Shang-Chi, bro. So I'm mixing it up, fam.
Yo, but it was so jokes when the guy from Shang-Chi, I forgot his name,
Simu Liu, yeah.
Yeah, he was like in stock photos before, but
oh yeah, he was.
So now he's like, yo, no more stock photos for me. It's kind of cool because like the Asian representation in that movie was kind of sick.
It was sick.
Yeah,
but they always use Awkwafina. Why do they always use Awkwafina?
She's funny, fam.
She's funny.
Awkwafina's a goat.
But it's gotta be more.
Loki, I wanted Awkwafina on this podcast. Like that would be a fire.
That'd be sick. Shout out Awkwafina.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, have you seen, there's this new Netflix show and it's all about Filipino myths and legends.
Yeah, somebody sent it to me.
What's it called? I forgot what it's called.
I forgot.
But what's her name is in it? The girl that was in, is it Pretty Little Liars? But yeah, she's in it too, fam.
That's crazy. But I remember seeing the guy who does the martial art chicken.
Yeah.
Like when, I think JK shot a video with them too, of them just doing backflips.
Mm-hmm.
He was the main stunt double for Shang-Chi.
Oh, really?
Which is crazy.
That's sick.
Yeah, so like, and he was on a grind for a long time. So like, imagine 8 years of your life, you're just doing YouTube videos.
Mm.
Now you're in like one of the biggest Asian superhero movies.
That's how it happens, bro. As long as you put in the effort and just, cause honestly, I think about it like this. So if you just like stayed in your bed and didn't do shit, there's no way somebody's gonna recognize you. Or like if you ever had ambitions to go out and be, let's say, praise, I guess, whatever, you know what I mean? Or seen.
Yeah.
That's not gonna happen unless you post something.
Yeah.
Right. And I feel like that's a lot of people, they give up on their dreams because of that. Because of that reason, they don't even try.
Yeah.
Like they don't post themselves out, or they don't at least put in an effort to try and get recognized or try and be the next whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
No, because like the main thing is, the hardest thing about this, all this shit, is to start it.
Yeah.
Right?
And it is.
I remember Joe Rogan on his podcast, he was talking about like, yo, if you don't want to work out, just start because it only takes an hour of the day. Then you're done. You don't have to extend it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But the number one thing, and I took this with my studies, mm-hmm. now it's like whenever I know a task I can finish in like 5 minutes, just do it, bro. Don't overthink it.
Yeah.
You know?
Because mm-hmm. I think when you just start it, then you just build that momentum.
Yeah.
But it's so hard because I see this with my sister too. Like mm-hmm. when you get in that little rut,
yeah.
you know what I mean? You get that little rut, you don't want to do anything for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
It's hard to get yourself out of that. That's 100%. Why that's the worst. That's yeah. the worst. So I think the way to combat that is to just do like little tasks. Because if you don't, I think that's the reason everybody in the military makes their bed.
Yeah, that's why I said this before mm-hmm. too. I'm like, yo, I gotta start making my bed so I can accomplish something, mm-hmm. feel good, and carry that momentum.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because if you just sleep in, that's the worst, bro. Because I feel so lazy when yeah. I do that.
And when you sleep and you wake up from a nap, you low-key feel more tired. Like, you're gonna work for a bit, and then you're gonna back to sleeping.
Yeah. You know what I hate, bro? I hate when I have such a good dream, and then,
it ends, and then I
want to go back in, and I don't have the same dream.
Oh, my God. With my crush, fam, and I'm like, yo, and then it ends?
Yeah. Nah, deadass, I tried so many times to go back to, like this is one time.
Yeah. What happened?
I was in this arcade. It was a futuristic arcade, fam. And I was playing the craziest games ever, fam. And then I got cut off. I was in the middle of a level.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I want to go back so bad.
Yeah, yeah. And then you try your best. You're like,
yeah, yeah. I go back and I use all of my brain power to try and get to that exact position.
But then you ruin it because once you start thinking, you can't go back.
And you know what they say?
What?
You know they?
Huh? What?
Nothing. You know how I always say they?
Do you?
Yeah, I always say they. You know how they say, but who's they? Oh, yeah. You ever bag that?
I haven't, Loki.
You never question like who's they? You never question me, Loki, because I always say, you know, they say, but who's really they? Honestly,
I don't know, but at the end, like sometimes you stop doing this, but then you're like, I don't know if it's true. That's your biggest line. And after that, you stop saying that. I don't question no more. That's right. Why. Because like I used to question where like when you were like hesitant about it, but then you're mm-hmm. like, I don't know if that's true. So I would just step back.
Yeah. Right. Wait, what is it gonna say again? Wait, what was I talking about before that?
Yo, I'm not gonna cut this out because we were literally just talking about how we don't get no sleep and we start to forget stuff.
Yeah, I know.
It's bad.
That's the thing. I was looking into it. If you start losing sleep and you pick it up,
yeah.
yo, eventually you're gonna start forgetting things.
Forgetfulness, bro.
And it's low-key, triggers like dementia.
Yeah.
When you're old, which is terrifying, fam.
Dementia, that's the craziest thing. Cause I remember those, you know, those heartfelt videos where like the mom or like the mom and the son
yeah.
are in the restaurant and they're like, mom, it's me. And then she has dementia and she's like, wait, is that dementia? No,
that is dementia.
Else.
That is dementia.
Where they don't remember.
Yeah, they don't remember. Okay, yeah. Like in a notebook, remember?
Yeah, yes, bro. Mm-hmm. That hits me the hardest because it's like, mom, you don't remember me? And then the mom's like, who are you?
Damn.
Like, imagine like you gave birth to that person.
That's
don't
scary.
Remember that shit.
What's crazy is I always think, what if somebody super, super, super famous or somebody like iconic, whether they be Leonardo da Vinci, you yeah. know what I mean? Somebody lost in history and yeah. they disappeared. What if Nikola Tesla is still alive somewhere, but he just forgot he's Nikola Tesla?
Oh, and right? he just wandered.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And they would never recognize him because he doesn't even know his own name.
He doesn't even know. That's Imagine. Scary, bro.
That's crazy, right?
That's scary, bro. Because there's so many accidents of... And like deaths of just people just with dementia going off and wandering and then they just never get found again.
That's like, you know, Obi-Wan and Obi?
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
It's like, damn, I haven't heard that name in a while. you know that classic meme?
Yeah, facts. No, that's like, facts. Like,
who? I haven't heard that name in a while.
No, facts. That's what people in high school, like sometimes like I'll be in like around the table with my high school friends yeah. and they're like, yo, what happened? Whatever happened to blank? And they're like, yo, what did happen to that guy?
But those people, I guess they just weren't important to you at the time, fam. No, but there's always those people yeah. that I always think about randomly. They always pop up in my dreams like randomly and yeah. I never even talked to them or not even like, I don't know, gave a care.
Really?
They just pop in sometimes like Weirdly.
Maybe that's a sign.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. What if it's a sign?
It's like,
what if every single time like somebody pops into your dream is when they think about you too?
Fam, I always do the have that superstition. Mm-hmm. There's another one I have where it's like, if I can't sleep that night, I'm in someone else's dream.
Oh yeah, and I heard that one.
You know those ones? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what was yours again? Say it again.
So every time you go to bed and somebody pops in your dream,
okay,
what if they're thinking about you in their dream at the same time?
That's cool.
Right?
That's like dream morphing.
Yeah, it's like that SpongeBob episode.
Yeah.
Remember that SpongeBob episode where he's like dream hopping? He was in Patrick's dream, then Gary's dream.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. So what if it's like that, but in real life?
Yo, okay. If you had any person to dream hop, who would you dream hop? Who do you think has the craziest dreams?
Craziest dreams? Damn, probably like Lil Uzi, to be honest.
Word?
Lil Uzi probably
has some
crazy dreams.
I thought you were going to say like Elon Musk.
No, but I feel like Elon Musk... He has literally no sleep. I'm going to be in there for like 30 seconds.
It's like, yo, I'm in Elon. Yeah. Where am I?
It'd be like a fucking Vine. That'd be the whole dream.
Facts, 15 seconds. It's like, yo, is that a Tesla? And then it like goes away.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What
but Elon is definitely, he definitely has some next stuff he's thinking about.
Yeah.
Because right now I have the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Working on the clothing brand with my other ideas. I have some some other projects I don't want to talk about yet.
Yeah, yeah.
But as I grow older, I start to see why Kanye is so like weird. You know what I mean? Or like,
why?
It's just when you have so many things on your head at the same time, it's like you're trying to multitask, right?
Yeah.
So imagine you take a whole bucket of clothes, right? Mm-hmm. You're holding in your arms and then try and make an outfit. But you're holding it all like this.
Yeah.
So you're like looking like, yeah, what can I look at, right? But you have to hold it in your arms like this. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like the feeling I get sometimes. And I think what I need to do, I need to find a way to take out the stress of one project and only focus on one.
Yeah, you have to organize it.
Yeah, but it's hard. It's hard.
Is, bro. Yeah, because like...
You ever have that?
Yes, bro, because I balance the podcast, school, my brand, and my work. My actual work. So I'm like going into the semester, I'm looking at my four options. Like I have to drop something. Mm. It can't be the podcast.
Yeah.
It can't be school. It's either my brand or my actual work. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, bro, the podcast and my brand, I'll make money from. So I'll drop my work for now because I can always go back to it.
Yeah.
And that just dropping one thing alone takes so much stress.
I know,
off,
but sometimes if I could do everything at the same time, I would.
Yeah. Do you have those ones where you sleep and then you're just always thinking of new ideas and it, like the it comes to a point where like your head hurts and you can't sleep.
No, that's every night.
Oh shit, that's every night. That's crazy.
No, but like that happens even during the day. I think sometimes even when I brush my teeth.
When you brush your teeth, man.
You know those times where you daydream when you're brushing your teeth?
Oh yeah, all the time. I just listen to music,
bro. For me, it's low key terrifying when I'm brushing my teeth because it's like everything's rushing.
Yeah,
it's weird. It's like a fast pace.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I know that. You know? It's so fast, man.
Yeah, and then everything's rushing through my head. Like, okay, this.
Yeah.
As I'm brushing my teeth, that's why I don't know. I hate that feeling of like. Mm-hmm. All attention.
Yeah.
Cause I have anxiety. Low key, I need to get that checked, fam.
This is low key your therapy though.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I seen one comment is like, yo, Carlos, this is low key his therapy, just talking to people.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's kind of true.
Cause I don't get to go to school no more. So I don't get to have these random conversations with people. And that's what I used to always do.
You should low key just join in classes and just talk to people.
I might just go downtown or
just
something.
Just the campus.
Yo, what do you say?
Yeah, just randomly talk to people.
But now it's weird because some people recognize me. They're like, wait a minute.
So they're gonna be like, yeah, I know what you're doing, buddy.
Yeah.
But no, it's kind of funny because like you say you always have the anxiety, but you're the ones giving people therapy. Like the Sophia episode, the one where I had the all black, you're just giving us therapy.
I know.
Therapy session.
Maybe so that's how I found my way. Maybe that's how I found my way, to be honest.
A lie. But yeah, low-key, I think that I like daydreaming, but at the same time, it's kind of like, it's bad for me.
Why?
Because like, I swear I'm addicted to like daydreaming.
You're addicted to daydreaming?
Yeah, because like, in the middle of the day and during class, I would just want to start daydreaming and like creating scenarios in my head. Like to a point where I would kind of step away from class for a bit and just put my headphones on and just start daydreaming.
Really? What do you listen to?
It's just all trap.
Just trap music?
Yeah. And it's just me doing like some crazy stuff, like Project X type thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what you should listen to?
What?
Listen to some Beethoven, fam. Listen to some like classical music.
Yeah.
I feel that would change your...
My whole perspective?
Yeah, your whole perspective.
Yeah, then I think I would start going into like simp mode.
Simp mode? Yeah. Nah, I don't know.
If it's slow, then I would probably be like, do you like daydream to like classical?
I don't daydream to anything.
Word.
I daydream to freaking the fan. You know what I mean? Right. I daydream to the buzz in my light.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Because that, at a point, I was like, yo, dad, I think I have ADHD. But he's like, nah.
I don't think you have ADHD.
It can't be ADHD.
Though. Nah, you know who has ADHD?
Who?
Sasha. She actually has it.
Word?
Yeah, that's why she always interrupts me. She's like, you know, actually, whatever. Oh. And she's like talking about the bracelet or whatever.
And she has like something in her hand?
Yeah, she always has something in her hand.
Oh, shit.
That reminds me of, you know, she always does that.
Yeah.
She actually has it.
Damn, bro.
But I think it's a gift, low-key. I think it's a gift.
Shit like that, I can low-key think of it as a superpower. Because it's like no one else, like only a couple people in the world have that.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Are you a visual thinker or are you an analytical thinker?
I like seeing it visually, to be honest.
Yeah?
And yeah, actually, I'm a good mix of both. Like, I can see it on paper, but I just like seeing it in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember you're coaching me through the movie?
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to tell me just verbally, but then once you acted it out, then I got it.
True. Yeah. Okay, when you think of ideas, you think about it like... as it plays a scene in your head? Yeah. Or do you think about it as it's like steps?
No, I see it. Like, I literally, okay, if I see a design, I see a person in my hoodie. Like, I deadass,
I
put it
you.
On.
I feel you, yeah.
You feel me?
I think we think the same then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Like, the mind is crazy. But at the same time, man, I wish I just had one break. Like, for one day, I don't think I ever went to sleep. Just chilling. Like, nothing on my mind. And I just went to bed. I don't think you can, I think you can vouch for it too. You're always, I don't think there's one day or like there's only a couple days where you just go to sleep.
I'm like slacking?
No, when you're just like thinking of nothing and you just actually get proper sleep.
Nah.
Exactly.
Nah, that's exactly. Probably back in high school or something.
Real shit.
Because high school doesn't matter.
It doesn't. High school doesn't. Chill.
No, it doesn't though.
It does.
It does in the sense of like get good routine.
Yeah, get good routine.
And at least get good grades. Like you can't get shit grades. You
know what I mean? Okay, yeah.
But what I mean is like it doesn't matter as in you can mess up high school is the time to make mistakes.
Yeah.
You know?
It actually is.
That's the time to like see where you're lazy, see where you don't want to do things, right? Yeah. And try a way to fix it. And if you can't fix it, then shit, maybe that part wasn't for you. Yeah. That's literally it.
You know that meme was like that all the teachers always say, yo, that shit would slide in university.
Yeah, and that's bullshit. That's some bullshit.
And then the picture of a slide is like, it's like, because it always slides.
Honestly, fam, look, I look at it like the more and more I see professional people in their day-to-day work, it's almost as if they're still the same. It's still the same mentality as in high school. It's just like it's wrapped up differently.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just you now.
Yeah.
It's you. You have That's more. It's just your own story that you can create in university. But in high school, you're living the same dream as everyone.
Like
you're
doing the same shit. It's the same shit. You feel just me? Doing homework, blah, blah, blah.
That's why like I made a bunch of mistakes in university, but I was perfect through high school. You feel me? I had my routine. I was straight A student. You feel me? But then university, I'm like, once I didn't like teachers weren't telling me what to do every day.
Yeah.
And it was like, now you can just read this. Oh, I can read that later.
When?
Oh, I can read that later.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Okay, going back to anxiety, I actually have a trick for you. Okay. What you can use to get out of an anxious state.
Oh, bet. I need that.
Take this in. So this is used by the military. Okay. This is used by very people that meditate a lot.
Yeah.
So what you do is you breathe in twice through your nose.
Yeah.
Fast. And then one slow exhale through your mouth.
Okay.
So take this in. Right?
Okay.
Now, if you bag it, we do that naturally when we hyperventilate.
Yeah,
when we're crying and hyperventilating.
Oh, shit, you're
right. So our body naturally does that. And what it does, it slows down our breathing and it makes sure we get more oxygen in and at a slower pace out. So.
Okay, so.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. Because as a kid, when you're crying.
Yeah, it's exact same shit. Exact same shit. And we do it like. On autopilot.
So
like
we don't
take it in, but that's what our body tells us to do.
Yeah, that's true. Cause I at the same time when I'm running, I do that trick where every two steps it's like
oh, you do that?
Yeah, so it's like a rhythm and it calms me down from like you feel me?
Yeah, I guess so. Because I remember breathing through your nose, out through your mouth. That's what the coach always used to say, right?
Yeah.
Into your nose, out through your mouth, into your nose, out through your mouth. But in swimming it's different. Mm-hmm. You blow bubbles through your nose and then breathe in through your mouth. So maybe that's why I suck at running sometimes. Yeah. I don't suck at running, but like I don't have as much stamina as swimming.
Yeah.
Because low-key, I can swim hella. Because I grew up a competitive swimmer.
Yeah.
And I was so used to that breathing technique, breathing in through my mouth and then bubbles out through my nose.
Shit.
It's different when you take it to running because it's like the opposite.
Oh, shit.
So it's like opposite. It's weird. I don't know.
I never got why they taught us to like bubbles out our nose.
Oh, underwater. You know why?
No.
It's to regulate it. To regulate it.
Oh, okay.
Because if you do it through your mouth, all of that shit's dispersed right away.
Yeah, because I was in the pool like I'm trying to like like get yeah. oxygen. I'm like, why am I doing this? You feel me? It's just putting air out my system faster.
Now that's how they do it though. Even people that I think the guy that held his breath the longest ever in the Guinness World Record book, he did a special technique where he goes and then he kept doing that for like 15 minutes and then he went in and held his breath so long. Longest ever recorded. I think it was like close to 30 minutes, something like that.
Who's that guy that stayed under ice, was it? Or
David Blaine.
You think that was real though?
Yeah, I think so.
Because David Blaine, I've seen crazy magic. Just like he bites into glass and stuff like that. I think that's real. But like stuff like that where it's like, bro, I swear he could have died.
I think what he does, some things he does is illusion. But some things like those are real stunts. Mm. He does like Houdini. Because all these magicians, they look up to Henry Houdini.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. Is his name Henry Houdini?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's his name.
Loki, we always say, like, whenever we're mentioning someone, we always say the wrong name.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's the cameras are on, so it's more pressure.
It's not that it's pressure. I just forget.
But you know those guys on the side of the street, the biggest con ever?
Which
where
one?
Where it's like, you get the bottle caps, and he's like, yo, you want to play a game? And then 1, 2, 3. And then he puts a marble and he's like,
oh, never trust those people, bro. If he comes up with you and is like, you want to play a game? He already got your money. Yeah. You know, he already got your money.
He
like, check your wallet. He probably touched
it. Yeah, yeah. Like, because I love like, low-key, I'm like big into like scamming documentaries.
Yeah.
So I always see is like, they'll let you win first. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, you want to play again? And then they'll put on the tricks.
Word. You know what I mean? You know who Frank Abagnale is?
No.
You know who that is?
His biggest con artist?
One of the youngest ever to be on USA's Most Wanted.
Shit. So what take do you this do? In. How old is he?
You ever watch the movie Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah, yeah.
With Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, that was a banger.
That's
movie.
Frank Abagnale Jr.
Oh, word?
So take this in. He was so good at conning people.
Yeah.
He was so smart with all of his tricks. He was actually he forged checks and made millions and millions of dollars forging checks, right? Mm-hmm. And it was so to the T, like they couldn't crack down on it.
Yeah.
The FBI ended up hiring him and taking time off his life sentence.
That's imagine you're that good that the FBI's like, nah, get on my team, fam.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
right?
Crazy.
And also, there's stories like that where you hear somebody hacked the Pentagon, right? Like a hacker hacked the Pentagon.
Yeah, like the what do you call those guys in the masks?
Anonymous.
Right? Always.
More times, bro, they get hired by the government or CIA, whatever.
To do that.
Yeah. They get hired because like, look, I saw your flaws. That means there are flaws and you need me to show you the difference.
Because it's like a ninja. Even though they may be bad, you want them on your team because they're so good at their art.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And they can defeat the bad guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, did I ever tell you in the 48 Laws of Power, did I ever tell you how you should hire enemies rather than friends?
Oh, no, you did.
I told you about that, right?
At first, I was like, yeah, I didn't get that because a friend would ride out. Let's say I get in a fight.
Yeah.
Right? My friends, I'm trusting because that's my friend
mm-hmm.
to ride out for me. An enemy in my head, walk away from the fight. I didn't see nothing. Let him get beat up.
You think so?
Yeah.
No, but if you're hiring, it's different. In that case, I guess.
Yeah.
But in a sense of like you're hiring somebody for a position, mm-hmm. it's actually smarter to hire an enemy than somebody you already know. You know why?
See, I didn't get that. No.
So take this in. An enemy, right?
Yeah.
Let's say you're enemies with somebody mm-hmm. and then you give him an opportunity to bring him under your wing, right?
Yeah.
And give him something that he can't get.
Yeah, that's true.
He will do everything in his bone to try and impress you and show himself that he's not the enemy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's going to create this like fake.
He's going to work harder than your friend. Than your friend that already knows you and is like, oh yeah, like, yeah, he's my boy.
Yeah,
I don't have to work that hard. Mm-hmm. Right? So take this in. You know, whenever your parents have somebody over and then you got to clean the house and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you got to prep because you're having guests over.
Yeah.
You got to clean the house. Right?
Uh-huh.
So take that in. For a stranger, we work harder. But for somebody we already know and we're close with, we don't work as hard.
Yo, you're right.
Right?
You're right. Because I'm like, because if I'm in the house, I'm like, yeah, I don't know this person a lot. So mm-hmm. might as well put a good impression.
So if it's just your friend, low key, he could work less than somebody that's your enemy, quote unquote enemy, and wants to prove himself to you. Because he's constantly seeking that validation from you.
Yeah.
So in a sense, he becomes your friend, but even loyal, like more loyal in that sense, right? Because if you hire an enemy, you know he's an enemy, period. You know he's an enemy, so you're gonna have your eye on him already. But he's gonna do a lot to change that, to try and change that.
No, that's cool, because I never understood the keep your friends close but enemies closer, because I'm like, bro, it doesn't make sense, because I just want to cut those people out of my life. But at the end of the day, they do come in handy sometimes.
But what sucks is that, like, I don't think I have any enemies. That's the only problem.
Word?
I don't have any enemies.
There's definitely people that hate you.
There's probably enemies, but I don't know them.
But like rivalries, you don't know them.
Yeah, I don't know them. That's the only problem. Yo, if your enemy, just hit me up in the DMs, like, you can chop it up.
We can like get a little battle going.
Yeah, deadass.
That's crazy, no. But no, low-key, I work better when I know it's like people are hating on me.
You think so?
Yeah. Because if I'm always loved, then I feel like I'm going to be like chilling. Like, yo, people love me already. I can always think.
Yeah, that's fair. But I always make sure, like, if somebody hates, like, I just don't even pay attention.
You know what I never got? Why does YouTube have a dislike button?
Oh, no, that's just to like make whatever content is good up, whatever sucks low. It's kind of like Reddit.
Yeah, because at the same time, like, bro, why would you encourage like a dislike? Because I still don't get the fact where you can really sit in your computer and hit the dislike button.
No, but yeah, that's true.
So, like, okay, if you really bag it, like,
unless it's something to actually dislike, though.
Yeah, yeah, but like, fam,
for that, everybody hit the like button right now. Hit that like button.
Go hit that, fam. We need that. We need that. Imagine like being so mad about something, like. Even the videos about pure positivity.
It depends.
You're gonna think.
I know. It depends. Some people are just like that. But I think what it's there for is to just like balance out what's good content, what's shit content. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's crazy. I remember you had your little run on Reddit too.
I did.
Bro, Loki, you've been on hella like platforms.
Like, I forgot about that.
Like, you actually had a good run on Reddit too. It wasn't no like one picture blow up. It was like three pictures that were like
viral on TikTok. Yeah. I mean, on Reddit. I'm like, whoa.
This guy, whenever he steps in front of anything, it's viral. You feel me?
No, but that's the thing. You got because I study it, right?
Yeah.
I study it. Put me in any situation, I'm gonna learn it.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what I really pride myself in, is because I know some people can be more book smart.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna be smarter in the sense that, okay, put me into something new, I'll learn it. I'll learn it faster than you.
Word. Mm-hmm. I'm chilling.
Word.
I'm learning at the exact same time as you. I don't want to be ahead.
No, but that's the thing. Like if I have competition ahead of me, whoever's in front of me, right? And they hop into a new way to market or a new way to do business, right? I'm gonna see that, learn it quick, be on the same level.
Yeah.
Instead of me like, damn, I gotta learn, and it takes me longer.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be faster than that. Yeah. It has to be like that. If you wanna keep up, you gotta be just like that.
That's the entrepreneur mindset.
Yeah. You know
me? Cause like there's stuff in school that obviously in the accounting problem is sometimes it's boring, but there's some topics that really grasp me and I'm like, okay, I actually want to learn this now. You feel me? And those are the best feelings. Like fraud, I love learning about fraud.
Yeah.
I'm in that fraud, the forensic class, asking bare questions about like, yo, like who did the biggest fraud.
Word,
and teacher's like, yo, not now.
Yeah. Yo, you know what I do now?
What?
Whenever I go into like a public setting and I see people like have a conversation, I always ask them now, because they always ask me.
You chime in?
Yeah. What do you mean?
To random conversation?
No, like if I'm in a conversation.
Oh, okay.
If I'm in a conversation.
What do you do?
People always ask me like, oh, yo, tell me a theory. So I flip it on them now. I'm like, yo, you tell me a theory. I want to hear what you have to say, right?
Yeah.
So take this in. So shout out Monica, she actually told me this.
Oh shit. Okay.
You ever hear about the Amelia Earhart theory?
I know Amelia Earhart. No, I haven't heard the theory though.
You know who that is?
Yeah.
She's like the first like female pilot.
Yeah,
right?
Female pilot.
So take this in. The common theory is, oh, she disappeared, right? She went into the Bermuda Triangle, whatever.
Yeah.
So take this in, bro.
What?
She might have actually crash landed on an island and survive. So take this in, bro. So look. So there were pictures that came out, I think not too long ago. It was secret CIA pictures, whatever.
Yeah.
And it showed an image in the Marshall Islands of two pilots that looked like Amelia Earhart and the person she was riding with.
Whoa.
So take this in. Where she was, they ended up making stamps, like, you know, postage stamps?
Yeah.
With Amelia Earhart on it.
What?
With Amelia Earhart on it. And they even made one of the plane crashing and saying that's when they landed.
Whoa.
So that's them. That's the island telling them, yo, Amelia Earhart was here.
Was here, yeah. Was they here. Have her, they
and,
have her
and she survived, right?
Yeah.
So what they're saying is that she survived. But what happened was she was taken as a prisoner of war, because during the time, I think Japan, they were in control of the islands, right?
Yeah.
And they pretty much took her as a prisoner because they thought she was a spy, like an American spy. So that's why we never heard of her ever again. She just vanished.
Yeah.
She probably died in the prison camp.
Shit, bro.
Crazy.
That's crazy. So there was like two of her.
No. It was her.
And some clone.
No, it was her and somebody that was with her.
And somebody, okay.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah, so she didn't actually disappear, fam. Like, she was there.
What?
But nobody... A lot of people refuse to believe that, though. Yeah. A lot of people still don't believe, like, that's what happens here.
No, but it makes sense, though, because, like, where did she go after? Like, she flew a plane. Where'd she go after?
Yeah, that's what
you feel me?
Yeah.
There's no
next
ending
dimension,
to a story.
Yeah.
Like, you can say she went into Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, like Malaysian Airlines. Yeah. Shit.
No, do you think the Bermuda Triangle, like, you actually get lost in there?
I think so.
I never got that concept.
There's a weird thing where... the compasses don't work, or your navigation systems, they get fluctuated.
Yeah, but if you keep going in like a straight line, wouldn't you make your way out?
I don't know.
That's why that always runs through my mind.
You know why though? Because the waves are so unpredictable.
Yeah.
So it pushes you into different areas you don't know. And like, look, water.
Yeah.
When it's just open sea, it all looks the same, bro.
Yeah.
Feel me? It all looks the same. You don't know if you're facing north, west, or whatever, unless you have a navigation system.
Yeah. So I'm guessing, like, I guess when you get into that triangle, you either land, because you're not going to run out of, you're going to run out of gas soon time.
Yeah.
Or you just keep going until you run out of gas and then you fall.
Yeah, something like that, bro.
That kind of makes sense then.
Yeah. So she definitely landed somewhere or crashed somewhere. Yeah. So that's what they're saying is that.
I know.
Or she ended up on like Madagascar or some shit. The homies like King Lemur and the King Julian.
But going back to, since I remember you were talking about how Sasha has ADHD.
Yeah.
The first thing that popped in my mind, you know, Leo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
He has PTSD.
Why?
You heard that theory before?
Like Leonardo?
Yeah, Leonardo, the blue one.
Wait, he has PTSD? How?
Yeah. So in season 4, they fought against Shredder, right?
Yeah.
And then after usually like battles like that, they almost died, right? And then throughout the show, he's like uptight, he's on guard, right? And then he's always like short-tempered, and you know, and like the guy who directed it wants to show more of like a realization. And
wait, is this in the original one or like the newer one where we grew up on?
No, it's the older one.
The old
one. Yeah, it's the older one. And okay. You can see in scenes where he's like, he's panicking all the time and shit like that. Because really? after you almost die, you're traumatized from that, fam.
Yeah.
And like heroes usually in other movies, they don't get like after battles, they're fine.
Yeah, that's the thing, right?
You feel me?
We never see. That's why it's sick with the Marvel when Tony Stark, he went into that black hole.
Oh,
and he got PTSD in Iron Man 3, remember?
Exactly. But we never usually see that because like, fam, after you die, dog, you get traumatized from
that. Yeah, that's not talked about, to be honest. Yeah, that's not really talked about. Yeah. Like, imagine Kill Bill. Mm-hmm. She had to murder all those people. Imagine her conscience after that.
After, yes.
But she was a killer, though. That's the thing. It's different.
You like, think killers get traumatized, though?
I think there's a point where they don't even care no more. Word. On some dark shit, though.
Because, like, remember when we were watching that the Serbian film?
Oh, yeah.
That's traumatized me, fam.
Yeah.
And imagine I watched that at, like, such a young age. I would never forget that shit. Like, that night, I didn't sleep.
Yeah. Because I always think, whenever I see a horror movie and then that image gets into my head, I hate it because it always comes back when I least want to think about it.
Yeah.
Like when I'm trying to fall asleep or like when I'm in a dark place, you know, you get that eerie feeling.
Yeah.
And then all of those little subconscious, like it brings you back up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, remember this scene in that movie?
I know. Like, bro, after like I get those traumatizing moments, I always have to go to something. My main one is like, I always watch Toy Story.
Why Toy Story?
Because it's such a comforting, like it reminds me of my childhood when I was chilling.
Where?
Right?
Toy Story.
So have you ever had like a traumatizing experience where like you have to go to your like comfort? Like what do you do?
What do I do when I get
like traumatized, fam?
I don't know if
do you remember a time where you like got really traumatized?
Traumatized?
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I was in a car accident like long time ago. I think grade 7.
You were?
Yeah.
I didn't even know about this.
Long time ago.
Okay.
But I think that made me scared of being in an accident again. Just because it was that first moment of, oh shit, am I gonna die right now?
Oh shit.
And I really got that feeling of, okay, what's crazy?
Mm-hmm.
What's crazy is everything felt so normal, like everything's rainbows and sunshine until that moment, and it came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't even looking. I was like, I think I was playing on my Game Boy or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even notice. And then boom, all of a sudden, boom, we're in a wreck. We're in a wreck. What's going on?
Yeah.
Adrenaline's rushing through. And then that's the moment I'm like, fuck, am I gonna die right now? Yeah. And that's the first moment I ever felt that. It felt like I was literally gonna leave my body. I don't know how to explain it, but it felt like I wasn't all there.
Shit, you know? Bro. That's not the reason why you don't want to get your like.
That's not. Like I drove after that. Yeah. Okay. I still got my license. I still
drove
after that.
You're right.
No, but that's why I'm so safe with driving though.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, watch out for that, whatever. Blah blah.
Yeah, you are a passenger seat. Backseat driver.
But I'm a good one though. Yeah, I'm not like a.
Yeah, cause some people, bro, like I hate those guys who are like, yo, slow down. Like, bro, I'm going the right speeds.
Yeah.
Like Carlos will be like, make a left here, bro. Mm-hmm. Just in case. You feel me?
Yeah.
okay, it's calm. You feel me? But yeah.
Exactly. I never stress anybody. Even with coaching too. That's so important with coaching people.
Yeah.
Cause I was a swim instructor, right? Yep. Yo, can you please comment if anybody watches the podcast that actually taught swimming? Cause I actually wanna know.
Yeah.
But anyways, I was a swim coach. And one thing you really have to do is you gotta really work at their pace. Mm-hmm. You gotta find out like, okay, Gavin's kind of this type of character. If I push him too much in this kind of setting,
he's going to break down.
He's going to break or he's not going to learn as well.
Yeah.
Right. So some people you got to bring in and you got to give them that sense of like, okay, everything's okay. Don't worry, blah, blah, blah. But some people they need to be pushed.
Yeah.
So for me, whenever I wanted to learn something, I love being pushed because that brings me to like motivation. Mm-hmm. Right. So whenever I wanted to get better at something, I needed that like, yo, that shit sucked. You gotta do it like this. You gotta be better, blah, blah, blah.
Word.
I want to see it like this instead.
Yeah.
Just stirring straight up. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's how I learn the best.
Yeah.
But that's not for everybody.
Yeah, because you have... That's a good coach, though, because you have to make sure... Once you go through that experience... Because mm-hmm. I remember I was basketball refereeing, right?
Yeah.
This was probably the worst experience of my life. imagine being at an FBA tournament with all the moms, dads shouting at you because you didn't put a call. Oh,
bare politics.
They didn't train me right.
Yeah.
I was shadowing. So I'm like, oh shit, what do I call? Yeah. And then the guy's like, you fucking suck. My little son can ref better than you. I was taking shit from left ear, right ear, right? And now every ref I go to, most respect. Like I don't when I'm playing in the game, I never curse at a ref.
Because
I know how that feels.
You know how that felt.
You have to go through that experience to know what they're going through.
Word. That makes sense. That's true.
Like it got to a point, fam, where they took me out of the game.
Really?
Like and they made me sit on the bench. That was the most embarrassing.
Really?
Like I don't want to experience that again.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's but it's not your fault if they didn't train me right, fam.
And I did all that for like 5 hours on my high school to get the hours, you know?
Yeah.
It was only like 5 hours.
See, here's a good way to look at it. Cause I feel like you can never let the outside perspective affect you because they don't know enough. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's how I really train myself. Like you can say whatever you want, but you don't actually know how it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, that's why I never care if like somebody's hating or somebody thinks something's whack or whatever. They can laugh all they want. I already know like, I trust in myself. This shit's gonna work out.
Yeah.
It's not gonna work out for you because you're fucking hating. You know?
But you have that mindset though. Not everyone has that mindset. That's why they fucking suck, bro.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, no, for those people to combat it, right?
Okay.
To combat it.
Because
that's gonna happen no matter what. There's gonna be people that say whatever bullshit they wanna say. But look. If you let that shit affect you, then it's gonna affect you. You know what I mean? It's like if you let it be, it's going to dig down into you. It's going to rip you apart. It's going to like whatever. Mm-hmm. Instead of letting that affect you, you got to build up a shield, bro.
Yeah.
Even if that's just like not seeing it at all, right? That's why a lot of people say don't read comments on your contents, shit like that. I still read the comments because I'm mentally like, fuck the haters, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense, bro. Because if you go to on our main channel, it's all positive.
Yeah.
But if you go to our shorts channel, it's toxic, fam.
Yeah.
I run that one, so I read all the comments.
Oh, really?
Fam, it's bad. It's like, yo, these two. I love how these two are disappointing their ancestors. I'm like, what?
What,
bro? Like, bro, let me. Like, I don't have that shield yet. Like, I'm with smoke.
To me, it's funny because I look at it differently, right? Yeah. They say that, and I'm like, damn. So that's how he feels about himself. That's how I think of it instead. That's how I think of it instead. Because nobody's going to comment that unless they feel it about themselves, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, damn, that guy's going through it still. Like, who hurt you, fam? That's the best comeback. Because I remember I used to make TikToks of me doing like fit pics and shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And some mans were hating because lots. I get bare views more than them.
Yeah.
So they're hating. And I seen this one guy and he says some bullshit. Uh-huh. And I'm like, damn, bro, who hurt you? I'm here for you. Don't worry. That's what I told him. I told him that shit. Yeah. And he's like, he had no comeback. He didn't know what to say, bro. He was pissed though. Yeah. He comments on next bullshit. You just still hate him.
Yeah, that's why I kill him with kindness, fam. Yeah. That's the worst. If you hit a man with they're shouting at you, oh God bless you, son. Have a nice day. Yeah. They're like, what?
Yeah, they hate that. They hate that. But that's the best way to deal with it, because it's like, bam, more and more as I grow up, you know how they say you gotta look up to Jesus and walk in Jesus' light?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the same shit. Turn the other cheek, you know? Yeah. And bro, honestly, the more and more I grow up, I want to be more like Jesus. in the sense of like, I want to be that person that's like, nah, don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm here for you, whatever. Yeah. And at the same time, like, you hate on me. That's okay, bro. I understand you. I'm not mad at you.
Yeah, that makes sense, bro. I used to always be the number one thing about me. My personality was like revenge, get revenge. But I seen a comment. I thought you commented on their own picture, but because it had your profile pic.
Oh.
But it was like, don't go looking for revenge. Like the person that flawed you will like screw up soon time. And like, if you're lucky, God will let you see. And I was like, damn, Carlos, that's hard. But then
but it
was
wasn't
like,
me.
It wasn't you. It was some other Carlos.
Oh, so some guy that used my profile pic.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I'm like, damn, you guys are really spitting. Like, you guys are really trying to be Carlos.
No, that's what I love though, is because they take my mindset, right? And then they flip it on their own.
Yeah.
And then they see their own view on it.
Yeah.
And then they still speak facts too. That's what's dope, bro. That's why I love my supporters so much. Yeah,
yeah. Our supporters are crazy, man.
So sick. Like, no matter what, bro, I know whoever I influence, whoever I did good, they're going to do amazing things rather than the negative things. Yeah. I don't want to see any negativity. Yeah. As long as I see the positive, I did my job. Yeah. Right?
I know. Just thinking of the fact that you can really influence a person without even knowing them is a craziest feeling.
Yeah.
And I haven't got those the actual in-person interactions with people telling me, but I get DMs all the time. And it warms my heart, fam.
Yeah,
and
real.
That shit's crazy.
Real. And it's so hard too, because like, I try and reply to everybody. There's so much,
there's
though.
So there's so much, much. Fam.
So I'm so sorry if I haven't replied to you yet. Yeah. I try and reply to everybody. I promise. I try and reply to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Are you just looking at me like that? Are you laughing?
No, it's just, sometimes you get like fucking heartwarming, bro.
Yeah, I like those moments, bro. It feels like Christmas.
You know those things I look on YouTube too? The guy from a foster care meets his like biological brother and they finally meet up for the first time.
Shit,
those always got me in tears, fam. I remember it was like yesterday, me and my mom just stumbled across a YouTube video.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, yo, Gavin, I need a tissue. I'm like, yeah, me too.
Really? Okay, well, what's one movie that actually made you cry?
Oh, it's the adoption movie. Better Family or something like that.
I never watched that.
So the whole plot was
the Dora girl in it?
Yeah, the Dora girl.
Yeah,
Dora girl. So like, the whole plot is like, she's a really bad kid.
Yeah.
And like, she hates everything until she like gets adopted and like finally finds the true meaning of like family.
Mm-hmm.
And that
instant
shit,
family.
Instant family. That's instant family. One. That's the one. And like, I use that fam. After what do you call this? I use that just to, if I needed a time to cry, I would always go to that.
Mm,
you know me?
Yeah.
If I need to let go of something, I would just watch the movie.
Word, yeah?
That's how impactful it is to me, bro. And I'm like, shit, maybe I might adopt a kid in the future, fam. Because that's a really...
Yeah, that's
the whole point of the movie, to like inspire you guys to... Because
there's a lot of people that need others. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And
you don't have someone there. Because we're so privileged to actually have that.
Yes, bro.
Like, that's some real shit, like... We're actually mad privileged.
Yeah.
And I know I'm privileged. That's the thing. But some people, they don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know how much you actually have.
Yeah,
and then you're freaking like worried about a caption that didn't sound good on your Instagram. Yo, just remember all the shit that you have already.
When I went to the Philippines, fam, and I was going to Jollibee, I seen like under the bridge, bear kids sleeping just under a bridge while the cars are going like over them. And that's all they hear all day. They have nothing to eat, fam. And I remember there was a kid at church that was selling flowers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get his money up, right? And then my dad gave him like $5. He said, keep the flowers, you can sell it, right?
Yeah.
Security guard came up to him. He saw him, snagged him.
Really?
Ripped all the flowers and shit.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm like, bro, I guess it's trespassing, but just push him out the area. Don't take his flowers.
Yeah.
Like, and I remember just looking at him. I felt so bad, bro.
Damn.
And whenever I'm feeling like, I know I'm spoiled, so I always caught myself in like with that memory.
Yeah. Because we have so much, man. There's nothing to be sad about, to be honest. There's things to be worried about, but nothing to be like depressed about. Because it will always come back up.
Yeah.
Right. As long as you push yourself to come back up, you can never stay in that dark place forever.
Yeah, real shit. If you've seen the mud, that's only way.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why one of my favorite things is starting up a new project where I have zero followers. Yeah. And then I see like, I look at Wico Studios, the podcast, everything. it's like the Avengers. Yeah. The influence from this, the influence from this, the influence from this. All right, we're all going to work together and bring up this.
Loki, that's kind of fire. Right? Is that your whole like movement?
Yeah, that's what I try to do.
That's cool. No, because I remember starting this podcast and like I was down on myself. I'm like, okay, yo, let's see where this goes. But you were so excited for some reason when we started.
Because I already knew, bro.
Yeah, you're like, I think what you told me is like, don't think about it like of the numbers. We're already a million like sub channel. We just don't have it yet.
Okay. I never say this because this is too cocky, but this is what I always say in my head. Mm-hmm. I'm the greatest podcast host ever.
Yeah.
People just don't know that yet.
Yeah.
Or I just haven't showed them that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So always think about that in your head. Like, that's the goal. That's where I'm going to be. Mm-hmm. Just people haven't noticed yet.
Yeah.
And that's how I always say whenever I want to be like amped up going into a social setting.
Oh, yeah?
I tell this to myself. I tell myself I'm the coolest person they'll ever meet. Mm. They just didn't know yet.
Oh, I should start telling myself that, bro. Cause me, I just think of my extrovert cousin, mm-hmm. and then I just say, I'm him. And then I go in.
Oh, right?
Yeah. Cause I'm like, yo, I'm an extrovert. I can do this easy.
No, but I try and manifest it too. Cause I literally want to be the coolest person you ever met.
Yeah. Cause that's a different objective. Like you want to impress them.
No, I'm not trying to impress them, but okay, just to put that in their head. Like looking back now, shit, maybe he was.
That guy,
you know? Cause even in the past, you may have met me before. Mm-hmm. But I am still cooler now. Really? You met me before. But yeah, I'm cooler now.
Yeah,
that means I'm the coolest person you ever met.
Oh,
right?
That's cool too.
But that's just me being looking like big-headed on the inside. But I don't show that on the outside.
You never show that, which is good.
You got to keep that. That's what I'm saying. You got to keep that shit to yourself because I don't want to say that out loud.
Because once you open your mouth and start talking, then people turn you into the, you know, the braggart, egotistical Jake Paul.
That's not what it's about. That's why I never show it because I don't want people to be like that.
Yeah, that's true.
But it is necessary. That's why I think Conor McGregor is so successful.
Why?
Because he's that type of character. He just shows it on the outside.
Yeah.
Look at Mike Tyson. Same thing before. But now he holds it on the inside. You can still be that person. You don't have to promote it though. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have to promote being egotistical. You don't have to promote being this guy that's so big headed, blah, 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 right?
Yeah. Cause I feel like
I don't want that. You know, okay. I don't want that. I don't want a movement of that.
Cause I feel like those guys who are big headed mm-hmm. get way more like recognition, like media coverage, all of that. Cause they're starting some shit.
You think so?
But like the guys who promote positivity, they don't get enough. Cause it's like, no one wants to hear about positivity.
Nah, maybe you're just looking at the wrong media then.
Bro, you see all the beefs that come on like Twitter, stuff like that. That's all promoted.
But you're looking at that though. Some people don't follow those accounts. Mm. You're looking at the wrong things then.
Yeah, but it will go trending.
So you're telling me, freaking Jeff Bezos isn't more impactful than those people. Name me one beef Jeff Bezos was in. Feel me?
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
That's true.
Like Ariana Grande, you're saying Ariana Grande is not as impactful. Name one beef, fam. You're just looking in the wrong areas.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If you want, look. Whatever you consume is what you become, bro. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to tell you straight up. If you're consuming the wrong shit, you're gonna end up being like them.
Yeah.
Right. Whether that be good or bad for you, because that's what you like. That's what's fine. You know.
Yeah.
But for me, I always try to. I sift out like, you know, those freaking the sandcastle shit with the grater.
Yeah.
I sift out like, I got to get this nasty shit. Get it out of there. You know?
Yeah. No, I'm glad that because I told my sister, I was like, because she doesn't have social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, bro, don't get social media because I knew what it did to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't let it do it. Like, don't get hop
see,
on that.
Because that's what I keep preaching, bro. Like, if you get caught up in that, that's the system.
Yeah.
If you want to break the system, you're going to stop thinking about cash is everything around blah, 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 you know?
I know.
If you want to break the system, but if you want to play part, then play part.
I'm too deep in, bro. And I know it too.
No, but like, you don't have to. But it only takes you to decide whether or not you want to take that route in life, you know?
Yeah.
But playing part of the system is fun too, bro. I'm not, it's never bad.
Yeah, cause it's like, what do you want me to do? Delete Instagram? I can't.
No, and that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But look, let's say everybody, all the songs on all the songs like coming out right now, all about what? Like sex, money, drugs, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't have to be your life if you don't want it to be, bro. Listen to fucking country music.
I realize.
You get me though? You get me? The people listen to country music, they don't know anything about that.
I remember my mom always told me when I was little, don't listen to that rap music because then you're going to turn into that, you know.
Exactly. No, but it's true.
But it's so true. I didn't.
But it's true.
I didn't get it.
I still love it. I still love it. I'm not going to stop listening to it. But I do take that initiative to know like, okay, yeah, that maybe that's not so good for me.
Yeah.
Right?
But it drives my materialistic like ways, my money chasing.
For sure. Way. For sure.
You know, greed and stuff like that. But man, it's like, I'm too deep in. That's all I listen to, bro.
Maybe you just need to try some new things, fam.
Maybe I have to reset my palate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll try.
Try some new things. Listen to like, I don't know.
Country.
Sometimes Listen to dubstep, bro.
I used to be the biggest fan of dubstep. Me too.
Yeah. I used to slam that shit like all the time, bro.
What's that? A cinema. Bow wow.
Skrillex. Yeah.
I used to fucking try to like hand tut to that thing, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was the most fun time.
And the more, because do you ever ask people, what are your favorite music? Like, what type of music do you listen to? You ever ask people that?
No.
Why not?
No, because like, you know, the man's in the car where like we always just... If you're in a car with your boys, you're gonna bump the general everyone likes it music, the rap, right?
Yeah.
But like Loki, I've never asked when you get home, what do you listen to? I know what you listen to, because you were playing it in the car with Dino.
Yeah. No, that's not all I listen to though. That's not, because you know I listen to trap too. You know I listen to even throwback hip hop, whatever.
Yeah, but I don't ask like let's say like all my close friends. I don't know what they listen to.
When? Why not though?
I don't know. I don't care.
You don't care? Oh, true.
I don't care.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Still don't care.
No, because for me, like, I think it's fun because I get to see like their personality and how it reflects.
Or
because it's so real, bro.
Yeah,
you really do see the personality in music.
Yeah, you do. So you do definitely see me with the trap, bro. With the trap and rap.
And then I see like some people that listen to more A Boogie. They're a little bit more emotional. You know?
Oh no, facts. You feel me though? People who listen to A Boogie are hella emotional because his songs lock in and just talk about.
No, but they're good
stuff.
Though. They're good.
Because whenever I wanted, bro, that's the best thing. Because whenever I wanted to like get into my emotional bag, with 7 a.m. convo. It's a 3-minute convo. That's my favorite song.
Okay, bro, this is your homework then. This is your homework.
Bet.
Just go out, find me like three different new genres.
Three genres? Okay.
Three new genres, and then find a banger from E.
Bro, I'm getting more homework.
So this is your homework. Country music. You don't have to listen to that. I don't even listen to that.
No, country. Actually, no.
Maybe not. But no hate on it, but Actually, let's make it a challenge. One track, one classical music track, country track. And one, let's say...
Classical? Okay.
And let's say EDM.
EDM. I think I can
like
do
like techno or whatever.
Okay, that's less.
Right?
But I'll come back and I'll tell you about it still.
Yeah. And then let's see if it changes your mind. You'll play this. You know that meme where they had the guy from Arthur?
Which one?
And he floats in the music. But that might be you, bro. That actually might be you.
A lot, it's like my morals completely changed. It's like, I don't care about money no more.
It awakens you. It awakens you. Whoa.
But low key fam, I like the dynamic that goes on between us because it's like you're different than me. So what if I listen to country and this and that, and then I become this? Oh, money doesn't matter. Live happy. You feel me? Like low key, I like my personality.
Words. You're saying you never want to change from who you are.
No, I like myself right now. I remember one question you asked at the cottage was low key depressing because our friend had a weird answer. He's like, "Yo, would you ever want a second one of you?"
Word.
And then I was like, "Hell yeah, I would want." Yeah. And then like the guy was like, our friend was like, "No, probably not." I was like, "Yo, that's kind of sad."
I know,
bro.
That was kind of sad.
Like all men just stopped talking. You're like, "Yo, are you good?"
No, but then maybe that's because look, saying that you wouldn't want a second of you is like saying you hate yourself.
You hate yourself, fam. So like, why would you not want you?
It's kind of dark.
Because like, if I had me, I would be the happiest person on earth. Because I've yet to find a real person that matches my energy.
Word.
Have you found a person that matches your energy like all the time?
No, but I feel like that's impossible. It's impossible. That's impossible.
Yeah. But you can get kind of close to it. Have you found a guy kind of close to it? What do you say, Josh?
Well,
yeah, Josh can.
Well, we're so much alike in the sense of like interest, everything like that.
Yeah.
But personality is always different.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like personality is always different. Mm-hmm. Just even upbringing, because nobody has the same experiences, bro.
Yeah.
So there's never going to be somebody that grew up exactly like you.
You're right.
It's impossible.
I know.
Like, nobody's going to remember like your Lola's macaroni tasting like that. And then after you play video games, no one's going to remember that feeling, you know? Only you have those experiences.
Yeah, that's true. That's why when cloning like machine comes out, fam, I'm number one in line, fam. Mm. Sign me up. So I can get two
for
Gavins.
For cloning.
Yeah, I'll start my own podcast, fam.
For cloning. Yes, you're going to clone yourself?
Yes. Wouldn't you?
I don't think I would clone myself, bro.
Wow, that's...
That's scary.
No, hell no. I would
that's
do that.
Scary. Because knowing me...
I would take over the world, fam.
No, but what if your clone becomes the new Gavin and he murders you?
Oh, shit.
Nah, that's a possibility. That's a possibility. Oh, man, and I will never know. I'm like, oh, yeah, I think it's the same guy.
Bro, this guy has to ruin everything, bro. This guy ruins all the fun with his theories, bro. Like, what? Like, I'm not even thinking about
it. It's
that.
More fun like this. It's more fun like this. Like, what are you going to do, bro? What are you going to do?
I don't know.
What precautions are you going to take to make sure that doesn't happen?
Because in my head, me and my clone are having the best time ever, but this guy's head flips it. Nah, he's killing you in your sleep. What?
No, because what if Clone Gavin gets jealous because you're dealing with a girl that likes him.
Oh my God.
But you guys are the same.
A lot.
So there's definitely going to be a jealousy there. And knowing you, Loki, I don't think... Looking at that side, I mean.
Yeah, definitely though. You predicted that perfect.
Like eventually you'd be like, damn, I don't
know. I would get so mad, fam. Yeah. I'd be like, yo, can we at least like have days where we can switch?
Yeah, fam, exactly, so exactly. Because that's what I look at. I don't know if I would really want it for sure.
Yeah.
Just because of that reason. Because what if old Carlos 1 goes missing and Carlos 2 takes over?
I remember we were talking about like back then it was like, yo, what would you name your baby? It was like Child 1.
Child 1. Child 2.
That was the most outrageous thing you've ever said in your life. Like, imagine your wife just like, yo, what do you know? Name it. Child 1. That's worse than Elon's kid. Like,
no, but I didn't actually. No, because our friend's name is Chidi. So yeah. in autocorrect, it changed it to Child 1.
Oh, that's where you got it
yeah.
from?
I was like, yo, the best name ever, Chidi. Like, the most interesting name I ever heard, Chidi.
Yeah, yeah.
And it autocorrected Child 1. But that's actually a mad... like unique name. Child yeah. 1, never been heard. Never been heard
stupid,
before.
Fam. Like, what do you call this? Four y'all said? Like, imagine going through all that labor just to name it a dumb name.
It's like Bart.
Yeah, I remember they said Bart, but Child 1 is like, put me back in the womb, dog.
You see the RDC World one?
Which one?
It's like they made fun of all the celebrities naming their kids. One of them was,
oh yeah,
350 oven. Me and my sister always quote that shit every single time.
Yeah, the recent one they have is like the bots on the Instagram pages. It's like,
it's yo, like, check out my profile.
No, it's like they're at a funeral. It's like, I have a nice tits. Oh my God, they actually
click the link in my bio. Oh my God. I will wrap it up there.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up.
Thank you everyone for watching this episode of Jumpers Jump. Check out the links in the description if you want to cop my new shirts.
Yes,
link
sir.
In the bio. Check out the vlogs if you haven't already. Yes, and
make sure to subscribe, hit that like button if you haven't already. If you made it to the end, comment if you're wearing socks. So we know y'all made it to the end.
All right. Jumpers Jump out.
Deuces.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.